Alola.
That was abrupt. Hi.
There's a joke in there somewhere.
Abrupt, because we were talking and then you just decided that we were starting. So now here we are.
Rockin' Clawmark Hill.
What are you even saying?
Is what the episode is called.
Can you repeat yourself, please?
Rocking Clawmark Hill is the name of this episode.
The first time you said that, it just sounded like a bunch of slurred together words. I was very confused.
I'm your host, SBJ.
Mm-hmm.
Irene is here.
Mm-hmm. Hi.
You know this because you paid me $5 to get access to this.
Yay.
Sorry for your loss.
Been a long time.
It has been.
Since we met you without a dope beat to step two.
Nope.
Step two.
Nope. 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 Nope.
Why can't I sing Aaliyah? What's wrong?
Because we don't have the rights to that.
Okay. Well, sorry.
All right.
There was no music behind it.
This is episode 15. The 20th season, which marks it as the 954th episode of the Pokemon anime.
I thought you were going to say of the Pokemon podcast. Oh,
no, we are not there yet.
How underwhelming.
Originally debuted in the United States on June 24th, 2017, a year ago.
June 24th?
June 24th, 2017. Over a year ago.
At this point.
This is you recently watched this again, right? You watched it twice.
So first of all, because the last time we recorded, we watched, I think, 3 episodes in a row. I guess 4 episodes in a row, but we only recorded 2.
Yes.
I think at the time.
Uh-huh.
So whenever the last episode came out, which was the day after we recorded it, I haven't experienced these episodes since then.
The game plan was to do a bunch. So we would have watch 4, record 4, have 4 weeks of content.
Why are you attacking me?
We had a strategy.
Okay, well.
Then it fell apart.
Well.
I didn't attack you. You assumed I was attacking you.
Okay, excuse me. That was shady. That was like underhandedly
like
shady.
Like Nightshade?
We were supposed. No. Stop it. Don't look at me like that. Why?
You paid good money for this content.
Yeah. But anyway, so I decided that I had to rewatch these episodes.
Okay.
But I started by rewatching episode 14,
which is
the episode from the last episode.
All right.
And I was like, wow, I'm pretty sure we recorded about this.
Mm-hmm, we did.
And also, I really dislike this.
That episode was bad. We talked about that episode wasn't great.
So all my notes were just like, I hate this. I hate this.
Okay.
I hate this.
Now, did you watch this episode?
Yes, I did. Okay. And then I watched the episode after this. And then I started the episode after that.
Oh, okay. You're getting ahead.
And I was very confused.
I see.
But that's a spoiler.
Okay. Hit me with the blurb.
The blurb? Ash and Professor Kukui find the wild Rockruff who lives with them limping home, covered in scratches and burns, completely exhausted. The next night, they follow it to Clawmark Hill, where 2 Lycanroc keep watch over the wild Pokemon who come together to battle and train. Rockruff battles a fearsome Magmar, but is defeated, and Ash offers to help it learn a new move, Rock Throw. After some serious training with Ash and Pikachu... Whoa, hold on, there's an ad. Hold on. What is happening on my screen?
You're not going to get out of the Bubblepedia ads.
Oh,
I'll finish it for you.
This is
After some serious training with Ash and Pikachu, Rockruff returns the challenge Magmar to a rematch, and this time, it wins. After seeing how well Ash and Rockruff work together, Professor Kukui encourages him to catch it, and both Pikachu and Rockruff enthusiastically agree.
Wow, you did such a good job at reading that.
I've gotten better in the last 7.5 years. Also, if you want to get rid of Bulbapedia ads, make an account, log in, and then you'll never have to worry about that.
Wow, that was really unfortunate. My whole screen was
It's bad.
Overcome.
We've talked about this before.
It was one of those scrolly ads.
Yeah, there's an ad issue with Bulbapedia. Mm. The main way to get rid of it is by logging in. I think they're self-aware, but I don't think they've been able to fix it.
They probably don't care.
They probably don't, because those ads are making them money.
Yep.
But they have at least vocally expressed that they care.
It's like, we are aware of this problem. Will we address this issue? Who knows?
Also,
find out next week.
None of them
on
get paid,
Bulbapedia.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
It's a wiki, so they can't actually get paid.
Yes.
This episode is very good.
That sigh. You were like,
I feel like they work very hard, and I respect that.
Yeah. Lots of people in this community work hard.
This episode is very good.
I would agree with that.
The highlight of the episode, I'm just going to jump to the end of the highlight, is when Ash and Rockruff are like crawling on the ground with their butts in the air.
Wait, hold on. Wow, I have so many notes about episode 14 again. This is so not good.
Give me your notes about 15.
About 15?
This episode.
Yeah, okay. So my notes are very brief.
Okay. You read the notes, I'll give you feedback. I'll give you commentary.
They're very brief.
We'll expand on them.
I can't expand on my notes when my notes themselves are brief.
Okay.
So I have to read them before I can expand.
All right, read and expand.
Spund. I said, first of all, I watched all of 14 again, being unimpressed. And then I started my notes for episode 15.
Uh-huh.
Which said, Rockruff had gone out, but it was all beat up. Oh, no. And then I said, Kikui and Rockruff are so cute. Aw, what a good, kind owner, but isn't actually the owner. What?
Yeah. That was like the big like twist, I guess, in this episode.
It was like, oh my gosh.
It was like, when does he, I forget, I can't remember exactly in the episode when he reveals he doesn't own
Rockruff. It's very early on.
You assume that the entire season up to this point.
Yeah.
That, oh, Rockruff is just
Kikui's Pokemon.
Yeah.
It's like, oh no, he's a wild Pokemon that just likes to hang around Kikui.
Well, we've seen this before. Like the Haunter that follows Ash in the Sabrina episode.
Absolutely, sure.
And then Ash gets turned into a puppet.
What is this?
You don't remember that?
What I'm thinking about.
It's like when Ash challenges Sabrina and he uses Haunter. Well, he loses to Sabrina and then he challenges Sabrina again after Haunter agreed to help but not be caught, and then mid-battle Haunter disappears, and then he turns into a puppet with Brock and Misty.
So really, they're Kankuro in Sansori.
It's a bad episode. But
in Pokemon.
Think Ash actually beats Sabrina?
Sansori.
He, like, brings her dad back, and then her dad is like,
what?
My daughter! And then there was like, here's the Marsh badge. It's a bad episode.
Here you go. I guess you win. Okay.
The next morning, I got here in the plot. Ash explains the strange situation with Rockruff to the classmates.
Yep. Continue.
And then Ash reveals that Rockruff doesn't actually belong to Professor Kikui.
Dun, dun, dun.
And then this is where they learn about Rockruff's evolutions to Lycanroc, which has both the midday form and midnight form.
Yes.
Spoiler, it doesn't evolve in any of that.
Yes.
It evolves into...
nothing.
No, it evolves into, I can't remember, daybreak form?
Sure.
It's not daybreak, although that would be cool. Dusk form. Yes, because that was the big thing. Remember when Sun and Moon were coming out, they were like, get your special Rockruff. It evolves, this special Rockruff only evolves into dusk form. Which was promotion because during the anime,
mm-hmm.
Ash's Rockruff evolves dusk form. Yeah, so.
Okay.
They had to sell that.
To consumers.
Consumers, that's a good word.
Yeah, okay, a random note that I had is that Kikui had installed cameras into his house.
Yes.
To figure out why Rockruff was so beat up.
Uh-huh.
And the camera lens looked like Rockruff's eye. Enough that I had to make a note of it.
Weird.
Yeah, they zoomed in on it and then it kind of went zzz, zzz, and looked around and then it like panned to another shot and then Rockruff was playing with the substitution doll thing. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He plays with the little substitute
and
doll.
It's like, and it starts attacking it, and Kikui is like, what the heck? It never does that. Why is this happening?
He's a little feisty.
Feisty Rockruff. I wish the Rockruff was blue. That would have been cool. Shiny Rockruff.
And then we see Rockruff leave again, right?
Yes.
And then Ash and Kikui follow it?
Yes.
We see a bunch of Pokemon just beating each other up.
We see Pokemon Fight Club.
Yes.
Chuck Palahniuk is one of my favorite authors. Just want to plug that. He wrote Fight Club.
He also wrote this episode, oddly enough, in the trivia.
Whoa.
No, I'm just kidding.
That would have been such a weird episode. It would not have been safe for work.
But when they watch, they see two Lycanrocs. They see the Midday form and the Midnight form.
Yes.
They're howling, which is what draws Rockruff there.
Yes.
And Kukui explains that this is Clawmark Hill. And all the Pokemon gather as the two Lycanroc face off. And then the other Pokemon start battling as well.
Yes.
Magmar is the one that challenges Rockruff, or the other way around, and Rockruff loses to Magmar.
To be fair, Rockruff was very diligent with its attempts to fight before getting owned by Magmar.
Yeah.
It was like, I'm trying really hard, and then it did not work at all.
I've probably said this before, but I like episodes where you see Pokemon living lives.
Yes.
More than humans living lives, because humans are boring. And this isn't like real life.
I mean, humans aren't boring.
But don't like animals actually battle each other? Like, don't kangaroos actually fight each other? Is that
like
not
boxing kangaroos?
I think they do.
I mean, most animals do have interactions in the wild, yes.
And that's what I'm talking about.
I guess.
And that's what it reminded me of. And I'm like, yeah, Pokemon do this too.
I should just get you a subscription to Animal Planet, evidently.
I'm pretty sure kangaroos kick each other and fight each other.
I don't
or
know.
Something.
Is that actually true? I don't know if that's
so.
Actually
Let's
true.
Let's get Mark on the phone. How much is it to call Australia? I'm sure he has like three kangaroos outside his house right now.
What about dingoes? What are the birds? There are birds that
Firos.
Attack. No. Why?
Pidgeys.
There are birds that like attack you.
Crows.
That, like you're walking around and then they just attack you.
Vultures.
I don't know what they're
no,
called.
No, vultures wait till you're already dead.
Yeah. They
so
pick at your bones.
So after the kangaroo beats you up.
No, but
then the vulture
I forget
comes.
What kind of bird it is, but like there's a video and there's a man driving around and then there's a bird that just flies at him and attacks
did I,
him.
Did I ever tell you about the bird that attacked my mom?
No, but did I tell you how I got pooped on by a bird like last week?
No. That's a way better story.
Okay, wait, tell me about your mom.
It was after I left my sister's child's birthday.
Yes.
My niece, that's the word I'm looking for.
Okay.
I guess had to take my mom home.
Mm-hmm.
I was just volunteered as tribute to be the one driving her home.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, that's fine. And I was like, my mom was like, do you want to play Pokemon Go for a bit? And I was like, sure, we can go to Frame Park. Not to be confused with Lake Park. Frame Park is
those
a...
Are, there's a very...
Park in Waukesha.
Yes.
I know I always talk about Lake Park, but Frame Park is a park in Waukesha, and it's not good. I probably would not go back there. But we're walking through Frame Park. I'm trying to get AR pictures, because that's when I was starting my Instagram thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just walking, and a bird out of nowhere just swooped behind us, hit my mom right in the head, fell to the ground, then flew into
oh,
a tree.
Oh, no! That poor woman.
And bird.
Whatever.
Well, maybe that was an... I don't think
Who
the bird
cares about
was
the bird?
Purposely attacking. Maybe it was.
Maybe it couldn't see.
Wait, a bird pooped on you?
Yeah! What? That was such a bad day. I wasn't even... Okay, so what happened that morning? There were several things that had happened that day where I was already upset that morning before I got into the office.
Okay.
And then I was with my friend, and we normally go and we like stand outside for a little bit for a 15, and then it really ends up being like a half an hour, but whatever. No one's out there, so who cares? But we were standing together and we were talking, and it had rained, I think, the previous day, but it wasn't raining at the time. So I felt something on my shoulder, and I was like, oh, because we were standing right next to this little like shelter thing. So I thought it was water that had dripped off of the shelter thing. And my friend was like, wait, what? And I was like, oh, isn't it like, where's the water coming from? And I looked at my arm. There's just like white all over the side of my arm.
Well, it didn't hit your head.
And I was like, oh my gosh. I was so upset. And she just kept laughing. And I was like, this is that awful. Is... And she was like, I'm really sorry, but it's really funny.
No, it is pretty funny.
No, it was awful. I was so mad. It was funny because Becky, our friend Becky, had gotten pooped on by a bird the week before that.
I didn't hear this either. Was this before or after your Mary Kay scam?
I think it might have been after the Mary Kay thing for me, but before for Becky.
Okay. I see.
Wow.
Did you know Magmar then celebrated victory and then was challenged by Pangoro?
And then it got its butt kicked. At some point, Kukui was like, oh, they're training. Humans must observe and not interfere. The last note I have is for a bit later in the episode.
Okay. So after the attack and not attack, but after the battles.
This is basically when they're like, Rockruff needs to get more powerful. Yes. He needs to learn something. And Ash puts upon himself that he needs to train Rockruff
mm-hmm.
to teach him a move.
Classic Ash. So,
but he's like a human and he's like, like
he acts
so
like,
silly.
It is silly. Kukui guesses that Rockruff is attempting to learn rock throw.
Yes.
And then Ash with the partner of with Pikachu attempt to teach. And that's when we see the exercises on the beach. Ash shaking his butt in the air.
It's so ridiculous.
And then later on, Kiawe with his Turtonator helps with flamethrower and dodging and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, Rockruff learns rock throw. I believe goes back to the
Claw something hill.
I have it somewhere.
Claw Mark Hill.
Sure.
Is that what it's called?
Claw Mark Hill, yes.
Oh, wow. I'm surprised.
Rockruff was able to dodge the flamethrower successfully, which it learned from the Turtonator, and then was able to do the rock throw to win the fight against Magmar.
Mm-hmm.
Magmar's then defeated, and then Rockruff comes back. Kukui then suggests Ash, this would be a good time for Ash to catch it. Kukui says that Ash and Rockruff have more trust together. Rockruff was able to master a rock throw. And Ash gets out a Pokeball, catches Rockruff. And then they continue training. And that's pretty much the episode. So not a lot happens. But even though like the storyline seems a little bit shorter, I felt like there was more enjoyment, more fun. And it felt like there was actual development compared to the last episode, which was just
Lily walking around
Lily
with the
development. Yeah. And there's development there with her, with Snowy.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it was as fun as this.
Yeah, it was such a plot twist to me, though, when Ash caught Rockruff. I was just like, I mean, I guess that's inevitable, but also that's, aw, I wanted Kukui to own Rockruff. Maybe it's just because of the bias from the game.
Oh, I'm assuming that Kukui doesn't own that Rockruff either.
I guess not.
Although the anime is supposed to take place before the game.
Yes. Because isn't... Oh, that's a spoiler. Never mind.
In a later episode?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I think it happens in a later episode. I mean, is it really a spoiler if it's already happened in the game?
Oh, the marriage?
Yeah, because isn't the wedding supposed to happen?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so of course this is before.
Yes.
And they're all still in school and stuff.
They're all still in school. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So I'm assuming he gets another Rockruff. Because the Rockruff he has, Ash takes. And then in the game, he has another Rockruff.
Yeah.
That says hello to you when he FaceTimes you.
The second Rockruff. The replacement Rockruff. That doesn't know it's a replacement.
This episode's great, too, because there's no Jesse James Meowth beware.
Wow. I didn't even remember that.
Not that I dislike them, but they were... My complaint has always been they don't need to be in every episode.
Yes.
They are main characters, but they're not needed.
They would have just been a nuisance in this episode. It wouldn't have made any sense.
We don't have much trivia, but I do have some.
Okay.
When the English dub was released in the iTunes store on June 25th, the episode was mislabeled with the wrong title and description. It was labeled as They Might Not Be Giants.
Okay, so I have a thing to say,
okay.
Actually. So when I went to watch this episode, I'm not going to say where I went to watch it, but I think it might be because Sun and Moon is actually split at this point between in parts. So if that makes sense, like there's the part one, and then there's like what just started again that's later on or something. I don't know, whatever, it's split. So there was episode 14 or 15.
Oh.
And then episode 15.
Yeah,
but the subtitle was slightly different, so I clicked on the first one and it was They Might Not Be Giants.
What were you watching on
a website?
Oh. We yeah. have Hulu.
I know, but I
and
I,
Netflix.
But I was on my computer.
I see.
Yeah. But
we
I was
have
very...
Netflix in the bedroom.
I no, I didn't. What?
It's on the Apple TV.
We do.
Your friend logged in and never logged out.
I the one that's in the bedroom.
Yeah.
I don't know
which friend it is of yours.
Excuse
me. Pretty sure we have Netflix. We need to end this episode. Let's get into the illegal territory here.
I didn't even know that. We had Netflix. Oh, interesting.
One of your friends logged into the Netflix, I believe, in the room.
Okay.
And we have it.
Okay. Well, now I know. But yeah, I was very confused when it started, and I was like, this isn't the correct episode. What is even happening here? So I guess that kind of makes sense that if it was mislabeled somewhere else, it must have been mislabeled on that site as well. Unless, I don't know. Never mind.
I don't know if Bulbapedia always list major events, or maybe I just started noticing it, but here are the major events that happened. Just a real quick recap before we end. Rockruff is revealed not to be Professor Kukui's Pokemon, but a wild Pokemon. Rockruff is revealed to know Tackle, Bite, and knows Rock Throw, so it knows three moves now, and Ash catches Rockruff. So
what level is Rockruff at then? Seven? Well, no, I feel like it's like level 13 is my guess. I don't know what level it learns.
I don't
Rock
think
throw.
It evolves. It does evolve this season, I believe.
Mm.
Because if this was June and only episode 15, yeah, it'll evolve this season.
Okay.
But I don't think Ash uses Rockruff in the season finale, because the season finale is the Brock and Misty stuff, which we already watched.
Mm-hmm. Oh, those episodes were so good.
They're very good. Okay, so I think that'll be our episode.
All right. There's no other trivia?
No, it's all just like QR code stuff and Jesse and James preview the next episode. It's all the Japanese mostly focused stuff.
Okay.
But that's it. We will be back with the next episode, which I don't know what it's called off the top of my head. But we'll get to that next time. Hopefully you enjoyed. Apologize for the delay on these.
I feel so bad.
I think we'll be rolling them out a little quicker now.
Okay. Oh, jeez. You put the pressure on me now.
Gotta put the pressure on. People really, really like these episodes. So.
Why?
I don't know.
I feel like I have a panic attack before every single recording.
I ask myself that daily.
What?
Why people why people like the content I make.
I mean, okay. I thought you were saying something about me. So I was upset.
Well, that's a different thing I think about
okay.
daily. All right. Well, because Alola is both hello and goodbye.
Alola.
Alola.
Yay.